Good Monday morning, and this audioboo is all about fame. Not Fame the Musical, but about my claim to fame. And just before beginning it, and telling you about three incidents in my life which I'd used as my claim to fame, I just want to say it's to Radio Kate that I'd listened to many more than three audioboos by her in a row. And I take my lead from her in that I'm not talking about one incident, but three. She has a lovely audioboo in which she highlights one of her claims to fame, which is all about having persuaded an astronaut to go onto Twitter before going into space. And the guy ends up being featured by Twitter in a promotional video. So anyone who can bring that about is famous in my mind, and I will not forget the power of a really beautiful personality. So back to my individual claim to fame. One is a secret private one that I've never revealed in public, and two are in the public domain. The private one is, first of all, my first claim to fame in my life, I suppose, was that I held one of the egg boxes as Bill Whelan made a sound studio in an upstairs room of his house in Limerick. We're going back to the 1960s now, and we're probably about 1963 or 4. And Bill Whelan, who mightn't thank me for revealing this, went on later to write the music for Riverdance. Riverdance, the one and only Riverdance. He wasn't a dancer. He didn't jump up and down with people on stage. No, all he did was write the music for it, and he wrote the music for the Eurovision interlude, and he wrote the music for the actual extended show. And he and I were best friends the whole way through school. And I hope I can have that little bit of reflected glory, because holding an egg box could have made if I'd held it the wrong way, the sound in his studio, he might have put it on back to front, and the sound mightn't have been, held properly, and his whole recording career might have been changed. So I put the entire success of Bill Whelan's subsequent life as a musician down to that particular egg box in his loft. Okay, that's private. No longer private, I guess. And the second one is that I appeared in 1972. My photograph appeared in a newspaper which had to close afterwards. The newspaper is called the Sunday Press in Ireland. And the headline underneath a photograph of me was "The Man Who Wants to Go to Prison." Yep, that's the story I want to tell. And just to quickly give you a flavour of the rest of this audio boo, so you can know whether you want to keep on listening, is that the next claim to fame after this was the time I appeared on the a group that I was with appeared on the 1 o'clock news on Irish radio. I think we might have been the number one item on the 1 o'clock news in about 1973 and 1974. My small part was that I chained myself to the railings inside the Department of Foreign Affairs on Stephen's Green in Dublin, and we had to be cut loose by the police, etc., etc. So that's that one, and I guess they're my three that I'm able to talk about. There's one final claim to fame, is that I am the only person in the whole world ever to have, on a Monday morning at 9:02, in Mahon Point, or wherever this place is, I am in Cork, I am the only person ever to have recorded an audio boo about a claim to fame as his iPhone crashed onto the floor of his car. So in other words, yeah, that's my other claim to fame. That is something that I don't think will ever come again. I've stopped the car and I've pulled up outside the headquarters of my one of my business offices, and I'm going to stop the audio boo in a second because I think it would be more interesting and fairer to the listeners to devote separate audio boos to each of those two incidents I referred to earlier, the prison story and the Occupy Your Irish Government Department of Foreign Affairs. To those two, they deserve separate audio boos in their own right rather than being tripped over very quickly. So it's Paul O'Mahony on Monday morning, wishing you all the very best for the rest of the day, and especially thanking Radio Kate for getting me in the mood. Bye-bye.